Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 481. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. The title of today's show is Don't Be April Fooled. All right, I decided since it's so close to April Fool's Day that we're going to talk about old wives' tales. And we want to make sure that you're not fooled by what old wives' tales have to say. So we have about, 20 of them. There are a lot. I originally listed about 15, 14, 15, and then as I was finishing up preparation for the show, I realized there are a lot more than I ever realized. So we're going to talk about things like, should you even fix baby teeth because they're going to fall out anyway? If you don't drink enough milk, will your body steal calcium from your teeth? When you're pregnant, does the baby steal calcium from your teeth, Mom? Do you always, if you have a child, lose a tooth? Things like that, okay? So before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And if you want to watch live, you can do so by going to ustreamtv.com right now. You just type in Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. All right, so like I mentioned, this is Don't Be April Fooled, and the first thing we want to talk about is, should you even worry about fixing baby teeth? Because they're going to fall out, right? In fact, there's an old wives' tale that says you shouldn't. In fact, what they say is you should let the baby teeth rot out so they will fertilize the gums for the adult teeth to grow in. That is craziness. You definitely need to take care of baby teeth. You need to make sure that they are healthy, that they don't have cavities, and that they stay in, okay? And the reason is because they are holding space for the adult teeth. If a baby tooth is lost prematurely, then there is no room for the adult tooth to come in when it's ready, and then it gets blocked out, and before you know it, you have this whole mouth of crowded, crooked teeth, and that's going to cost a lot of money later to get it fixed. Something very, very preventable. So if your child does happen to lose a tooth, for whatever reason, and it can be a cavity, could be broken, maybe from trauma, what you have to do is place a space maintainer in the area. So make sure your dentist offers you a space maintainer. It's a little device. Actually, it's usually glued onto the tooth behind, has a little wire on the on it that comes up and rests up against the tooth in front, and it basically just keeps those two teeth apart so that there is room for the adult tooth to come in when it's time for it to do so. All right? Okay. So, another one. If you don't drink enough milk, your body will steal calcium from your teeth instantly, immediately. That's the first thing that's going to happen. So you have to drink enough milk, right? Well, I don't disagree with drinking enough milk, but if your body needs calcium, it will take it from your bones first, and it'll continue to take it from your bones, not your teeth, until you're in such bad shape where you have what's called rickets or brittle bone disease, and then the body has no more calcium it can steal from the bones, that's when it will start to take calcium from your teeth. So the question later, and this will probably be part of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is going to be, does your body take calcium from your teeth immediately when it needs vitamin D? And the answer is going to be false, because no, it doesn't take it from your teeth right away. It takes it from your bones, from your bones, from your bones, and eventually from your teeth, but not until you would know there was something crazy happening in you. Okay? Now, so here's another one. When I was pregnant, the baby leached most of the calcium out of my teeth, and that's why I have cavities. Absolutely false. It's just an excuse that women use. Sorry, moms, but it's just an excuse that women use when they have a cavity. And, you know, everybody's, not everybody, but most people are afraid of the dentist. And a lot of parents like to do this this thing where I want to play the martyr. You know you do it. You've all done it. Play the martyr. Oh, I'm just going to take care of my kids' teeth and maybe my husband's. And I'm gonna put myself last. And, you know, that's why I have cavities and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's okay to put your kids first, but not okay to put yourself last. How about you put yourself in there on the same day? Have an appointment on the same day and show your children how important dental care is. Make sure you're brushing and you're flossing and let them watch you and let them do it with you so they understand that it is important. And then the same thing for going to the dentist. If you send them or take them and you don't go, they're going to go, hey, what's up with that? So make sure you too are in there having your teeth checked and that you're taking care of yourself. And so no, it is an old wives' tale that is false that the baby's going to take calcium from your teeth. If the baby needs calcium, it would take it from your bones first, but chances are it's not even ever going to get to that point. Okay, because it'll take it from its own bones. All right. So, and how about the gain a child, lose a tooth one? Meaning every time you have a baby, you're going to lose a tooth. That too has no connection to pregnancy, none at all. It's just simply women maybe get busy with the child. They don't take care of their teeth. They don't brush floss. They don't go in like they should. And, you know, you might lose a tooth if that happens, but you would lose a tooth if that happened, even if you weren't pregnant or had a baby. Okay. So hopefully you're getting the idea that a lot of these things are just plain crazy, but you don't realize they're crazy until somebody tells you, because if your mom or some person of authority, maybe a school teacher along the way, has told you one of these things, you have no reason to doubt it, right? But let me just try it. I'm trying to debunk these things so that you can then move forward with good information. So this next one, not necessarily an old wives' tale, but it is a little story that I came upon, and it's about a woman who brought her young son to the practice to have a bad tooth removed, and she said that the tooth was too stubborn to come out on its own and that all of her at-home efforts were unsuccessful. So after an exam, the dentist explained that the tooth was badly decayed, but before he removed it, an x-ray would be needed to make sure there was a permanent tooth in the position to erupt into the space that would be left. Now, why did he want to know that? He wanted to know that so that he could determine if he needed a space maintainer, a long-term space maintainer, because at some point, that child, when they grow up, could potentially have an implant there, but if there was never a tooth, you know, if there was a tooth coming in, he wouldn't have to worry about that. And the other thing is that maybe this tooth could really be saved after all, because if they don't have an adult tooth, you might want to try something a little more aggressive on saving this baby tooth than just extracting it. So, but the woman declined the x-rays, and you know how I feel about x-rays. We absolutely need them. But she said, it's okay, we don't need x-rays because all of the men in her family were born with 3 sets of teeth. So even if this tooth is extracted, wasn't the original baby tooth, another tooth would grow in once it realized there was space. Okay, no such thing. People aren't born with 3 sets of teeth, and especially 3 sets of baby teeth. You'll find an occasional person who has an extra tooth here and there. It's called a supernumerary, or maybe an extra wisdom tooth. They have 5 instead of 4, or they have 6 instead of 5. But never, never, never will you find a person with 3 sets of teeth. Okay? Just doesn't happen. So, and when your dentist says he or she would like an x-ray, please let them take that. Let them take it. Because we are trying to do the best thing we can for you and your children. And if you tie our hands behind our back, you may as well have just like stayed home. Or, I don't know, gone to the proctologist, because they'll be able to help you about as much as we could at that point. All right. So, okay, and for those of you that are just joining us and maybe you're a new listener, let me remind you that every Sunday morning we do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And that is going to be coming up soon. You're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And you may want to pre-program the phone number into your phone, which is 614-459-9769. Okay, let's go on to another one of these old wives' tales. And here's one. Fluoride is a communist plot to poison Americans. And I know that may sound funny to a lot of people, but there are a lot of people who believe that. They still believe that. They think it's terrible that it was something dreamed up by the Russians. It wasn't. It turns out it is the single most successful public health initiative ever. when it comes to teeth. And for pennies, we've been able to literally prevent millions of cavities ever since fluoridation has come into being. Okay? So fluoridation is a good thing, not a communist plot. All right. So in looking at my watch, because our clock on the wall is actually broken, I'm going to, let's go ahead. You know what? We're going to do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day here soon. But before we do, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
All right. And I know everyone's busy and you might be driving, but if you want to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, now's your chance. So go ahead and pre-program 614-459-9769 into your phone, because all you'll have to do is hit send in just a second. The question of the day is, true or false? If you don't drink enough milk, your body will instantly steal calcium from your teeth. Is that true or is it false? All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavicko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavicko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavicko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavicko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavicko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavicko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. We have Karen, Sarah, Denise, and Erica all on the line. First of all, thanks to all of you for calling in. And we rolled a dice while we were gone, and it came up number two, which is, I'll hold that up to the thing, number two, which is happens to be Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Kavicko. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. And I recognize your name and your voice. You've been a longtime listener, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. So, what is the answer to Dr. Kavicko's question of the day?
It's false.
It is false. Did you know that before I said it?
No.
Okay. Well, there we debunked the myth. All right. Awesome. Hey, Sarah, stay on the line so we can get the information to send you those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And Karen and Denise and Erica, please call back next week, okay? We really appreciate you listening and calling. All right. So now, let's go to more of these old wives' tales, and if you're just joining us, that's what we're doing. It's called Don't Be April Fooled, and we're bringing you about 20 old wives' tales that have to do with dentistry, and we're trying to set the record straight, okay? So before the break, we were talking about fluoride and how some people think it's a communist plot that it's going to poison us. My next thing on the list was how fluoride people will put I was just told a story by my producer who said that fluoride will ruin your teeth, it will poison your teeth, and that it puts splotches on your teeth. All right, now one of those three can happen. First of all, it doesn't ruin your teeth. It doesn't poison you. But the white splotches can happen if you have too much fluoride in your diet. Okay? So there are parts of the country, especially down in Texas, where naturally occurring fluoride in the water is in too high of a concentration that would be considered healthy, and people will get that white spots, those white spots. It's called mottling. But a white spot isn't a bad thing. It's a cosmetic issue, but it's not. Doesn't mean your tooth is ruined there. It doesn't mean your tooth is more prone to decay. In fact, your tooth is less prone to decay. So you have a healthier tooth that happens to have these white splotches. And that's why you have to take it in the doses that we prescribe. So the safe dose, or the one that is put in the fluoride, is one part per billion. Okay. And the next one on here is going to be, here's somebody. It says, this is for adult teeth now, where this person says, it's best to let your natural teeth just rot out so you can get your good set, which would be dentures. There are places in this country where people believe that it's okay to let your teeth just rot because then you can get your good set. And if you were told that as a child, you were lied to. If you're told that as an adult, you were lied to. So don't do that. Dentures are only about 30% as effective in chewing as natural teeth. And we consider dentures an okay replacement for bald gums, but if you have teeth, they're a terrible replacement. All right. So then here's one. My mom said I was born with weak enamel. No such thing. No such thing. Enamel is enamel. I will say that there is maybe a gradient of people who have enamel that's a little more resistant to decay. So I guess there could be a smidge of truth in that. No one was ever born with weak enamel to the point where we can't help them keep their teeth for a lifetime. And oftentimes that does include fluoride treatments. And you can get like the brown spots and so on and so forth from hypomineralized enamel. But even those will stay healthy for your lifetime if you take good care. Okay. Here's one. All dental procedures should be avoided during pregnancy. Is that true or is that false? That is false. In fact, that's very false. The only thing that we would put off anything that could be put off until after the pregnancy had, you know, after the baby was born. But if it's something that needs done and we're concerned about this person needing a root canal because we've waited 9 months, we would do the treatment, but we would wait until the middle trimester. So the middle trimester is the best time to have dental work done, unless it's a dental emergency, unless you already have an abscess, you already have pain. It's better to have it fixed than it is to be in pain, because being in pain and the stress that that causes the body can actually be worse for the pregnancy than getting your tooth fixed. And when it comes to fixing a tooth that may need a root canal, just so you know, to do root canals, we oftentimes need to take a progress x-ray or two. What I do is I wrap the women in about 4 different lead aprons, front, back, sides, everything is wrapped up. No radiation ever is received by the baby, okay? So it is possible to do dental work during pregnancy, and it is advisable to do dental work in some cases during dentistry. Here's another one, an old wives' tale. It says, you can either have good teeth or good gums. You can't have both. Where does this come from? Where did that come from? That's not true. Now, I will say that, we have a saying in dentistry, the teeth are healthy, but the gums have to go. Well, that's kind of a funny way of saying you need all your teeth extracted because you have gum disease really bad. But there's no need to have that. And we can certainly take care of things. And you can have healthy gums and healthy teeth. It isn't an either or. That should be obvious, but I guess I'm surprised every day at what I find is out there and that what people believe. Okay, here's another one, and then we're going to have to go to a break here soon. Chewing sugar-free gum after a meal is just as effective as brushing. No. How else can I say that? No. Because you have to scrub the material off the teeth. Sugar-free gum is good, and it does control bacteria. And there's definitely something there, and it's very beneficial, but not instead of brushing and flossing, in addition to brushing and flossing, okay? So, like I said, it looks like it's about time for us to go to a break. Oh, you know what? I have another minute. Let me keep going. Okay. So, brushing your teeth more than once a day can harm enamel. This is one of those old wives' tales. Somebody's telling people, don't brush more than once a day because you're going to ruin your teeth. There's another falsehood. You need to brush. You should brush when you wake up, after each meal, and before bed. Okay? The sooner you get the food off the teeth, the better off it is. And that way, you can avoid having this plaque build up. And if the plaque does build up, it won't have food to thrive on. The bacteria won't be able to grow as well because there'll be no food supply. And so you can stay healthy very, very easily, actually. We talked about that in the last few weeks. Very easily by just, as soon as you put some food in your mouth, brush it off so there's no food supply for the bacteria. And you have to do it thoroughly because, let's face it, bacteria are little tiny little things, right? And they don't need a lot of food to be engorged. All right. So it is time to go to a break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 481, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
We're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 481. It is entitled, Don't Be April Fooled, because we are talking about old wives' tales and trying to make sure you have the proper information when it comes to your teeth. Okay, so here's another old wives' tale. And it says, strong liquor, usually whiskey, applied to the gums or even consumed, relieves a toothache. I don't think it relieves your toothache. I think it just makes you drunk. And I know that people that are, let's say, in the generation that would be in their 70s right now, probably rubbed whiskey on the gums of their kids when they were teething, and they would swear that it works. I think we would argue that it just made them drunk. And so, in fact, I saw a YouTube video of this guy who was trying to extract his own tooth who kept drinking a bunch of whiskey thinking it would numb it, and it was not pleasant. It didn't work. So anyway, I would just encourage you to realize that that one is not right. Okay, so let's see what the next one is. And that would be teeth bleaching weakens teeth. That is not true. Teeth bleaching does nothing to your teeth except take the stain out of the little pores that are in your teeth. Now, when you ever see something that's real shiny, you don't think it has pores because we think of dull surfaces as being porous, right? But if you take an electron microscope, a very, very strong microscope, and look at enamel, it looks like a honeycomb. And so does dentin, by the way. And so over time, as you eat and drink, and you have things with colors in them, like Cheetos and grape juice and coffee and tea and carrots and oranges, everything that has a color to it, little bits of that color stay behind in those pores, and over your lifetime, they gradually build up, and it darkens your teeth. All bleaching does is grabs on to those molecules of stain, of color, and pulls them out. It doesn't change anything about your teeth. It simply just puts them back to the way they were when you were younger, before you had a chance to get all that stain in the pores. It's as simple as that, okay? So you don't have to worry about teeth bleaching. It does not hurt your teeth. All right, let's see. Here's one that says, you shouldn't brush bleeding gums. And I actually had a guy this the other day. He said, well, I was brushing my teeth and my gums started to bleed, so I stopped. And it's like, well, that's the worst thing you could do is to stop. Because when you stop, what the bleeding is telling you is that you need to brush better. You need to floss better. You haven't been getting in there like you should. And so stopping is the worst thing you can do. What will happen is if you keep brushing and keep flossing and you're doing it thoroughly and properly, is that bleeding will slowly go away. You won't have bleeding gums anymore. It's kind of like if you start working in the garden and you get a blister on the palm of your hand and you stop, you let that heal, and then you go back. You never get a callus. So stopping is not good. Okay, stopping brushing just because your gums bleed. Here's one. Bad breath equals poor oral hygiene. So what they're saying is if you everybody with bad breath doesn't brush and floss. And that's not true either, because a lot of the bad breath can come from your stomach, from eating onions and garlic and those odors that kind of escape. And there is a breath odor, which I call perio breath, short for periodontal breath, that is very distinctive, and that it is true that you can have this really bad odor because you have gum disease, but it's not always true, okay? And I've had to tell people they have that, and it's not very pleasant to tell them. Here's one more. You should use super glue or wood glue to put a dislodged filling back in. That is no. Don't do that. First of all, fillings fall out not because it was a bad filling, but because the tooth that's holding it in is rotten, and there's nothing to hold it anymore. And so if it's rotten, you're not going to be able to stick it to wood glue's not going to stick. Even super glue's not going to stick. At least it won't stick enough to hold a filling in, okay? And then the last one is you should put in a false tooth, one that has been knocked out, in a cup of milk. Guess what? That one's actually true. We finally found a true old wives' tale. The best answer would be to gently rinse it off and put it back in the socket and then go to the dentist. The next best answer would be hold it in your own mouth, your child's mouth, if it's a child, their mouth or yours. Don't swallow it and keep it moist. And then if you won't do that or can't do that, then you go ahead and you put it in milk, because that is very close to what saliva would do for it, okay? All right, so I also need to mention, I want everybody to know that we are doing our Dentistry from the Heart event this June 9th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We need volunteers, please. We need dentists, hygienists, dental assistants. It's a huge event. We block off the street. We have games for the kids, porta potties, food, drink. We have a DJ. We have a Kraftwerk's karaoke, by the way, DJ, they're coming. We have the Mount Carmel Mobile Health Caravan, the OSU Mobile Health Caravan. We have all these health caravans coming. We're going to try to do diabetes testing. We're going to be doing blood pressures. It's going to be a big event, and we need a lot of help. So we really appreciate it if you would come. If you're a dentist, please call 614-262-9588 and get on our volunteer list. If you're a dental hygienist, do the same. Or a dental assistant, do the same. And even lay people we need for registration and setup and teardown and all that. So we'd really, really appreciate you guys helping out. Okay, so looks like I'm just about out of time. And let me just remind you, that was June 9th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at my office, 4308 North High Street. Okay, so it looks like that's all the time I have for the day. I want to thank everyone for joining me. I really appreciate it. And remember that if you want to watch these shows, you can go to ustreamtv.com during the show, or you can watch all of the past episodes by going to thereasonswesmile.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. And go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be awesome. And be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614 614- 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.